Chapter 29, Part 2. Arjuna Conquers the Kalakanyas. As Arjuna spoke, his brothers looked at him with amazement. His prowess in battle now exceeded even that of his illustrious father, the lord of the demigods, Indra. Arjuna continued, I then left the Danava city and headed back toward Amaravati. On the way back, the chariot passed another great city, which floated in the sky and shone like a second sun. It was full of trees made of jewels and adorned with golden towers and palaces. Four impregnable gateways stood on each side of the city, studded with iridescent gems that radiated countless hues. I had never seen anything like it. Matali told me that this was the city of the Kalakanyas, a class of fierce daityas. It was known as Hiranyapura, and even the demigods could not conquer it. Therefore, the demons dwelt there without any fear. By the arrangement of Lord Brahma, the Kalakanyas were destined to be killed by a mortal human being. Thus, Matali urged me to rush upon the daityas and please Indra. I replied, Take me there at once. The demigods have no enemies whom I do not also consider my enemies. As we approached the city, the demons charged out in a body, thinking that Indra had come to fight. Without a moment's delay, the demons rained weapons upon me, arrows, maces, swords, axes, darts, and lances. I countered their attack with mighty volleys of shafts from my Gandiva bow. Matali drove with such skill that the daityas were bewildered and they fell upon one another in their attempts to attack me. Realizing that I was a formidable enemy, the daityas retreated into their city, which then began to move in all directions. Sometimes it appeared in the sky, then underneath the ocean, and then it would disappear altogether. Suddenly it reappeared in front of me, shot upwards, and made various curving motions through the air. Although I found it difficult to follow its movements, I managed to check its progress. With straight coursing arrows inspired by mantras, I was able to extricate myself. I released so many shafts that the city was torn to pieces and it fell to the ground in flames. The daityas rose into the sky and continued to fight. Matali then brought us down to earth, and I was immediately hemmed in by more than 50,000 chariots. I fought with them with celestial weapons, but the powerful daityas gradually repelled my missiles. The mighty demon stood before me, encased in brilliant golden armor, wearing helmets and celestial garlands, and with chariots decorated with rows of flags. My mind was attracted by the sight of the daityas in battle array, and I struggled in vain to overpower them. I was sorely oppressed by their weapons. Sinking into the ocean of the Kalakanyas, I suddenly remembered the weapon given to me by Lord Shiva. Mustering up my courage, I uttered the mantras sacred to that three-eyed deity. At once there appeared before me a huge personality with three heads, nine eyes, six arms, and hair blazing like fire. His clothes consisted of great serpents whose tongues darted back and forth. I shook off my fear and bowed to that awful form of the eternal Lord Shiva. Then I fixed on my bow the Rudra Astra, continuously chanting mantras, and released it to destroy the Daityas. Just then, thousands of diversely shaped missiles spread out across the battlefield as the weapon was fired. Some resembled lions, some tigers, others resembled bears and buffaloes. There were serpent-shaped missiles and others shaped like elephants, bulls, boars, and cats. Simultaneously, the battlefield filled up with Lord Shiva's followers. Innumerable Guhyakas, Yakshas, Pishachas, Bhutas, and other ghostly beings appeared. All of them rushed toward the Daityas with frightening roars. As the Rudra Astra wrought havoc among the enemy, I fired a ceaseless shower of arrows, glaring like fire, and made of the essence of rocks. Soon the Daityas were routed, and the few that survived fled in fear. Seeing that my victory was due only to the weapon given to me by Lord Shiva, I bowed down to him right there on the battlefield. Matali praised me, and then we returned to the abode of King Indra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.